You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of an Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding. I'm going to be taking a look at a 7-race card today at Naas. On this Sunday, the 21st of May, we've got 4 pattern races for you today at the County Kildare venue. The first of which comes up in the shape of the 240, which is a limited contest for older horses. It is then the 2-year-olds who take centre stage in the 315 and 345 respectively. And then we round off with the Lacken Stakes, which is a Group 3 for the 3-year-olds, which makes the sees the eagerly awaited seasonal reappearance of Caravaggio, who comes here off the back of 4 straight successes last season. So plenty to look forward to here today. We've got some good handicaps as well to round off the card. So hopefully one or two nice betting opportunities throughout the day. We begin, however, with the 205, which is a filly's maiden, which comes up at 7 furlongs. 16 runners go to post, quite a wide open race. Around about 7-2, 4-1 the field this morning. The standout performer from last year anyway, based on her form, is Xenophobia from the Will Ferrell stable. She made quite an encouraging debut at Leopardstown back in October when she was second to David Watchman's White Satin Dancer, who I'm not actually sure about that horse's whereabouts. I don't know whether it's gone to America, but it certainly hasn't run since anyway. I've been waiting for that one to run all season, but it hasn't materialised. But I thought Xenophobia ran did really well, travelled really well in that race in the first time hood. Just didn't quite have the match the finishing kick of the winner, but certainly ran well enough. But my problem here is he's drawn 16-16, which is a bit of a coffee box here at Naas, particularly on the round track. And I much prefer to go with something that is better drawn. So I'm going to go with Kiss the Wind, who ran a fairly pleasing race on her first run back for the thick end of 5 months, when finishing third behind Aidan O'Brien Smolder at Dundalk the other night. Albeit was readily outpointed by the winner in the end. I actually think the winner's half decent, that Smolder. So it probably wasn't a bad effort in the cold light of day. She's got some decent form on the turf as well. Actually, on debut, she finished 4th to Rihanna, who I think is going to play a significant role in next weekend's Irish 1000 Guineas. So ran about 4-5-1 this morning. Kiss the Wind, fairly solid each way in the 205.
Race 2.
Right, on to the first of the pattern races today, which comes up in the shape of the Owenstown Stud Stakes, which is a 7 furlong listed race. Obviously, Whitecliffs of Dover is going to be all the rage here, having taken the European Free Handicap at Newmarket on seasonal reappearance. Money slight problem is the odds certainly reflect its chance, and drawn is still 10 of 10. He makes absolutely no appeal to me whatsoever, so I'm going to stick up something each way against it. And the one I quite like here is Marshall Jennings from the informed Jessica Harrington stable. This horse was slightly disappointing on seasonal reappearance in the Irish Lincoln, but a bad draw and a poor track position resulted in the horse finishing only in mid-div. He certainly made up for that last time out with a much better run in a smaller field at Leopardstown last time out, but once again, weighted with in the rear, he come with a withering run down the outside to only just fail to get the better of Dermot Wells' crack older female Rose de Pierre. The pair of them were nicely key. It was a good speed figure, and this horse has got some decent form over this track as well. He won a very competitive handicap here last year when he beat Canary Row. So he's got every chance today. Grand in his favour, nicely drawn. Round about 7-8-1 this morning. Each way, Marshall Jennings is very much the percentage call in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, which is the first of the big 2-year-old races at 3:15. This one's the Rochester Stakes over 5 furlongs. Now, Darley is obviously going to be all the rage here following a very impressive victory from the front here the last day. But to be fair, he did get the run of the race, this son of Scat Daddy. Ryan Moore dictated very shallow fractions and basically quickened from the 2 furlong pole to get the race won. This is going to be a lot more competitive, however, so let's see what he can do when he's got to go flat out from start to finish. The one who's posted the fastest speed figure on my numbers so far to date is Mamba Noir, who made a really impressive winning debut down in Cork on May the 6th when travelling well in behind the speed. she found a ready turn of foot when asked to quicken around about the furlong pole to put the race to bed instantaneously. The fact that this horse is very well backed on debut as well suggests that she's got a very tall reputation. And to be fair, Ken Condon's made a really good start with his two-year-olds. He had a horse that won the other day called Roman Eyes down in Navan, who looks Royal Ascot bound. So he's obviously got a good bunch of youngsters in his midst so far this season. She's been chalked up around about 4-1 this morning. I do think she's a value bet here, Mambo Noir, in the 3:15.
Race 4.
On to the 3:45 then, which is a listed contest once again for the two-year-olds. And we get a second chance to see the clash of Alpha Centauri and Actress, who finished first and second on debut over this course and distance a month ago. And on that occasion, Jessica Harrington's Alpha Centauri came out by far and away the best of the two on the day. She certainly knew her job. She was well back from 5-1 to 2-1. And you could see why she was all the rage in the market. First of all, she's a lovely, big, tall, scopy specimen. For those of you who've seen this horse for the first time, you'll be really impressed by her physique. And the way that she powered on from the head of affairs as well left little doubt that this horse could be a top-class horse in the making. The time figure she recorded that day was very commendable for a youngster of this this early stage of the season. And I'd imagine that she'd be, even at this early stage, Royal Ascot bound, provided she comes through with flying colours. Actress, her main rival that day, has gone on to subsequently boost the form with a win at the Curra. And even the eighth YOLO Star, he won next time out. So the form is absolutely rock solid. And imagine that Carmel Donoghue will want to be pressing on from an early stage. And once he sort of changes her legs and points the toe, she really is a sight to behold. So despite her being odds on this morning, she was available at slightly better last night. I'd expect Alpha Centauri to confirm her position in the market in the 3:45.
Race 5.
On to the big three-year-old race then of the day, which is the Lacken Stakes, which is a Group 3 contest, coming up at 4:15. Now, obviously, all eyes here are going to be on Caravaggio, who makes his eagerly awaited seasonal reappearance, having rounded off the season last year at the Curra when taking the Phoenix Stakes. He also won the Coventry Royal Ascot. He's obviously been rested this year and he's going to be brought back, perhaps, with Royal Ascot on his mind again, with the Commonwealth Cup very much being his number one target. He looks a sprinter through and through. He's a very precocious two-year-old. And hopefully, if he's trained on, he can make the grade as an older horse. However, like I say, he has been chalked up accordingly. He's around about a 2-5 chance this morning, so it doesn't make too much appeal to the normal layman in the street. So I'm going to put up an each-way horse against it. The one I quite like here at a price is Mr. Scarlet from the in-form stable of Sheila Lavery. Sheila had two winners yesterday at Navan from her two runners. So obviously, she's in great form. And albeit this horse got beat on debut, when only finishing sixth behind Kukuri, there's a good chance that this horse will come on significantly for the run. First of all, he wasn't drawn particularly well that day. He was away from the action in stall 10, so he actually didn't do too bad in the cold light of day to finish in never near a six. Another point to make it, he's won here over this track as well. And with the ground being in his favour, and with that run under his belt, yard in good form, around about 25-1 this morning, you could either back this horse each way with Caravaggio in it, or more importantly, without the favourite as well. I do think that's probably the way to go. So I suggest an exotic bet there on Mr. Scarlet.
Race number 6.
On to the 4:45 then, which is a 7 furlong handicap. And the main form line here to concentrate on is the race at Geological 1 at Leopardstown 14 days ago. Making all the running in the hands of Shane Foley. He grounded out from the head of affairs to win in typical gritty fashion. Geological has been an amazing horse throughout the winter in Dundalk. Regular listeners to the podcast will know the affection he's held in at Holding Towers. He's likely to make the running here as well today. He's drawn in stall two. And this track at Nace does favour front runners. So I wouldn't totally dismiss him from Divine at a career high mark from the front. But I'd also have to suggest and put forward Mr. Wright as an alternative each way. And he probably just about gets my slight vote, does Johnny Levins' charge. He just didn't appreciate the way the race developed at Leopardstown the other day. Like I say, Shane Foley got the fractions right on Damien English's charge. But Derek O'Connor was rather stranded at the back door on Mr. Wright. And he had little option but just to kind of like finish off his race in a fairly orderly fashion down the outside once the winners had flashed over the horizon. But he's much better drawn today and hopefully he'll get into the meat of the action a little bit earlier. Donna O'Connor, I'm sure, will be aware of that. Drawn in stall 4, I'd expect Mr. Wright to run a big race here today, and he's the each-way choice there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final race of the day, and even though there's only 8 runners going to post, I actually think this is the toughest race on the card. Sweet Sounds really does hold the key to this race. If Gerlines has got this horse anywhere near peak fitness on her first start for the thick end of around about 8 months, then she's going to take quite a bit of beating here, because she had plenty of upside and promise attached to her following 2 victories at Tipperary and Roscommon respectively last season. I just like the way she travels in her races. I'm sure she's going to make a lovely 3-year-old, because she didn't look that precocious. She was a big, tall, raw, green baby last year. So hopefully she'll come on in leaps and bounds. Just certainly give her plenty of time to develop into her frame. Chronicles, well, he sets the standard this season, having won at Navan on his second start. And then, of course, he ran really well down in Cork the other day when he just couldn't quite get the better of Tommy Hallan and got a lovely ride from the front. He doesn't look the most straightforward of his conveyances, our Chronicles. He kind of carries his head a little bit awkwardly, hence the cheek pieces. So, albeit he's got ability, getting it out of him is the difficulty. So, Sweet Sounds is the tentative vote in the last, hoping that Jer's got her spot on at the first time of asking. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at Punchestown's 7 Race National Hunt card, which begins at 7:45. Until then, Sandy Holding signing off for now, and hopefully I'll catch you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.